The giant Indian automaker Mahindra is well known in its native country and in the developing world, but it wants to be a household name here in the U.S. too. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, Mahindra's expansion is starting with an unconventional product in the U.S. market, an electric scooter.
Mahindra believes in building vehicles where you sell them. So its factory to assemble the new Gen Z electric scooter is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And this is a busy time there. Rows of shiny white scooters are lined up, waiting to be tested, boxed, and loaded into a truck, headed for the initial markets of the Bay Area and Portland. COO Devin Kateria is overseeing the activity. He says the Gen Z is different from other scooters on the market. With a 30-mile-per-hour top speed, it's just for city streets. It has a 30-mile range. You can lift the battery out and take it into a coffee shop to recharge, and it looks different.
Choosing to go with an all-aluminum frame, that was a bold move. You know, it's almost like Ford doing the F-150 in aluminum.
Terrence Duncan designed the Gen Z, so named because it generates zero emissions and because many of its customers will likely be young people, Generation Z. Duncan argues that the Gen Z, which costs $3,000, just might make owning a car unnecessary for many city residents, especially college students. The cargo space in the back is big enough to haul groceries, which is why Mahindra calls this a pickup scooter.
We built the entire architecture of this bike around this pickup truck bed back here. You can put a cooler back here, you can put your laundry, you can put a couple grocery bags and go to the farmer's market.
Devin Kateria acknowledges U.S. consumer demand for scooters isn't even close to demand overseas.
Our growth really comes from expanding the market. If we can sort of change the way people perceive these sorts of products, is when we really start to win in this marketplace.
Kateria says scooters aren't the only things Mahindra has going on here. The company sells its small tractors, mainly to hobby farmers. Tech Mahindra, an IT company, employs 7,000 people in the U.S. Mahindra also has about 100 engineers in Troy, Michigan, developing vehicles for India and the U.S. The company hopes better name recognition might encourage Americans to buy Mahindra cars one day, which are not yet sold here. Analyst Rebecca Lindland of Kelley Blue Book says the company has little choice but push into new markets, in part because every major automaker in the world is courting Indian consumers.
Domestic brands like Mahindra are facing competition which they have not faced before.
Lindland says Mahindra's strategy banks on a rapid migration of young people into cities all over the world. In the U.S.,
we've got over 75 to 80 million people that are basically under the age of 35. And their choices, the way that they live is really different than the way other people have lived before.
Mahindra eventually hopes to set up stores in every state and export Gen Zs from the U.S. to markets like Europe. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.